here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, then your life's eraser.
Ryan McTavish is here. That kind of music can only mean that you're here.
Sir.
Why are we listening
to Speed Racer?
Who's Speed Racer?
Who's Speed Racer?
Who is that?
Oh, you're pulling both my legs. You don't know who Speed Racer is?
I do not.
I got to say, I'm sure the listeners know who Speed Racer is, if they're of a certain ilk in the age category.
Yes.
Well, they made that terrible movie a couple years ago. They tried to turn one of the classic Japanese animation television series, Speed Racer. That's the theme from that 40-some-year-old television series that we watched it after school. But they turned it into a terrible movie, as they tend to do with these things. But why are we listening to the theme of Speed Racer? Because Speed Racer is an example of Japanese anime.
Ah.
And Japanese anime and all the things related to it, you know, the comic book version of that, which is manga and video games that employ Japanese animation techniques and the voice actors and the artists and you name it, it's going to be part of the anime convention known as our very own here in Kansas City, NakaCon. 4 o'clock Friday all the way to 5 o'clock Sunday. It's at the Overland Park Convention Center and I guess the adjoining Sheraton Overland Park Hotel all weekend. You know, if you're crazy for this stuff, it's a $50 weekend badge, or you can just spend $20 or $30 a day. The kids get in for $10, $15 for a kid's weekend badge. I am not really – I'm a comic book guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't read the manga so much because, you know, you got to read them backwards. If you're actually picking up an imported Japanese comic – you start at the back.
But you don't read them. You just collect them and put them in plastic sleeves and put them in your closet, right?
Well, I'm afraid you've outed me, although I...
You don't really enjoy them. You just collect them.
I used to. I think knowing that they're there
Makes you feel better.
It makes me feel better. Now, let's talk about the con a little bit, unless you have a pressing question.
I do not.
You may have one after I get going here a little bit.
Yeah.
You can play anime-inspired games like a version of Anime Jeopardy, the classic answer and question game. So if you're an anime trivia master, check it out. You can vie as a participant in the 25,000 yen pyramid. Can you describe?
Is that right?
Yeah, it is right. Can you describe, say, 7 anime related words or phrases to your partner in 30 seconds? Absolutely no way can I do that.
Yes.
Now there's, you know, lots to do. I mean, plenty of wandering around and gawking. I mean, everyone's going to be in costume who wants to be. They have many, many panels, dozens of panels actually. Here are some of them. Anti-heroes, the fuzzy line between right and wrong. LARPing 101. You know what LARPing is?
I've never heard of it.
It sounds like a bird thing. I guess you could dress
sounds
up
like
as
slurping.
A bird. Yeah, and there's probably slurping that's involved with LARPing. LARPing is to LARP is to live action role play.
Right.
They're all about that. So if you want to have introduction to voice acting, if you want to embrace your inner nerdness, that's the name of a panel, by the way, embrace your inner nerdness.
Wow.
You can bring up to 25 CDs, DVDs, manga books, figures, plushes, anime-related items, and do a trade and swap meet. I'm looking forward to checking out Gore Makeup 1 and Gore Makeup 2.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Lots of house talk this weekend here in Kansas City, right?
If you're a home-loving kind of guy,
yeah.
It's the Kansas City Remodeling Show and the Metropolitan Lawn and Garden
There's
Show.
There's always cool stuff at these things. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, and I love this music that producer Steven Steigman picked.
Yes.
He trumped me.
He did.
Yeah, I was going for
Crosby, Stills, and
Nash. I was going for that one. But actually, once again, he's the producer, and this is why, because this is more peppy. It's more upbeat. People are going to have a spring in their step. Checking out the home-centric products, services, and guest speakers, 10 to 9 Friday, 10 to 9 Saturday, 10 to 6 Sunday. It's all happening at the American Royal Complex. It's 2 shows in one. $10 gets you in for both shows, free if you're dragged by your parents and you're 12 or younger. You don't have to pay. Hundreds of exhibitors.
Lots of stuff.
There's a 6,000-square-foot water garden feature. There's an orchid show. 2,500 square foot display of everyone's maybe favorite flower. And among the experts from HGTV, I'd be looking forward myself because I'm the guy that likes to buy stuff and store it. Carrie Cuxey, estate sale guru. She combs through basements and garages and treasures and maybe finds an old comic book or two.
And if that doesn't trip your trigger, maybe a monster truck freakout will.
What do you mean maybe?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
I've never seen one of those things. Hope I never do. Monster trucks.
You're alienating.
I think they snort and climb over each other, and there's something weird about it. But that's
you
just
bet
me.
There's something weird about it. No. Here we go. It's a monster jam. It's monster truck heaven. Okay. It's happening. It's happening at 7:30 Friday, 2 and 7:30 Saturday.
Featuring the Gravedigger, Monster Mutt, and El Toro Loco.
And those are the names of the cars, man.
Yes, I gather.
You don't go for the drivers, you go for the cars. One more matinee show at 2. So it's downtown
the
at the Sprint
Grave
Center.
Digger.
Okay, the Gravedigger. Right, the Gravedigger. If you care, Gary Porter's going to drive it. I don't even know who Gary Porter is. No diss, Gary, but...
Yeah.
You know, they're not coming to see you. They're coming to see the Gravedigger. 12 feet tall, highly modified truck, 66-inch tires. They weigh at least 10,000 pounds.
Are you going?
Pounds.
No,
well,
you're not going.
I tell
that.
You what, I would do this, and I'm off the hook now. I would go if you went, and you're not going.
I'm not going.
No.
Okay. Still love that song. Still love it. Gets me going.
It's the overture.
Gets me going.
From Tommy, the big daddy of all rock operas.
Yeah.
Who knew in 1969
that
the Who's rock opera Tommy could one day bring families together? Because back then it was all about the generation gap, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? At the production of Tommy at 7:30 Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday, it kicks off at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Kansas City. You've got a local attorney who is playing the role of Tommy by the name of Robert Hingula.
Huh.
And his daughter Darcy is playing Tommy as a child. You've got two brothers, Chris and Josh Gleason, involved. The music director, Christy Mitchell, is working with her niece, Cassidy, who's the assistant music director. So it's a family get-together.
I love the song.
I've been looking for my next mistake.
Monster trucks, monster jams. What's this?
Oh, my gosh.
Thrust, Scooter Trash, Burn Halo.
Those are the names. I'll say them again. They should be repeated for all who missed them the first time. Thrust, Scooter Trash, and Burn Halo. We're now listening to Burn Halo. They're part of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, hard rock for lovers and other strangers.
Oh, boy.
At the Aftershock Bar and Grill in Miriam, 8 o'clock Saturday. Get your Valentine's Day on early.
That's Brian McTavish. Brian, always good to have you here, man. Good list.
It's great to be here
with
you.
Happy
weekend, too. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Again, all Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.